250. Email reservations.living@radissonblue.com. Make this holiday magical. Only at Radisson Blu Mosque Tunia Livingston Resort. Book your festive experience today.
In six different flavors: fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM Main News.
Top stories this afternoon. Emmanuel Mwamba reports alleged bribery and intimidation of MPs to ACC over Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7. Auditor General uncovers 4.3 billion kwacha unpaid taxes, flags risks to public funds, and 8 killed in latest strikes on alleged drug boats, U.S. military says.
Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Patriotic Front faction chairperson for information and publicity, Emmanuel Mwamba, has lodged a formal complaint with the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, alleging bribery, corruption and intimidation of members of parliament ahead of the vote on the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. In a letter dated December 16, 2025, addressed to ACC Director General Daphne Chabo, Mr. Mwamba has alleged that ruling party agents offered gifts and cash to MPs to influence the outcome of the vote during a special sitting of Parliament on December 15, 2025. He has further claimed that some MPs were threatened with arrest by officers from the Zambia Police Criminal Investigations Department if they failed to support the bill. Mr. Mwamba said the allegations arise amidst controversy over Bill No. 7, which proposes major electoral changes, faced opposition from church bodies, the Law Association of Zambia and civil society, and was declared unconstitutional by the Constitutional Court on June 27, 2025, for lacking a legal framework and public consultation. According to the complaint, reports emerged on December 12, 2025, that some opposition and independent MPs were transported to a lodge in the Lower Zambezi area where they allegedly received cash payments of $150,000 each in two installments. Mr. Mwamba alleged that the scheme was coordinated by named individuals with other facilitators involved and that some ruling party backbenchers were also bribed, and has urged the ACC to investigate, warning that if proven, the actions would undermine the Constitution, Parliament and the democratic process. Meanwhile, Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation Executive Director Gideon Musonda has warned that assenting to Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 in its current form risks entrenching constitutional changes with far-reaching and potentially irreversible effects on governance and public trust.
And it calls upon His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Zambia, to exercise constitutional prudence and statesmanship by listening to the broader voices of citizens, civil society, traditional leaders, faith-based organizations, and other key stakeholders We urge the president to withhold assent and return the bill to parliament for reconsideration, allowing for deeper reflection and a genuinely fresh participatory process post the 2026 general election.
The latest Auditor General's report on the accounts of local authorities for the financial year ended 31st December 2024 has revealed financial irregularities and risk to public funds that remained unchecked. The report covers 33 critical audit findings that remained unresolved, raising concerns over accountability, financial discipline, and service delivery across various ministries and public institutions as at 30th September 2025 and provides recommendations for corrective action. The report reveals that 4.3 billion kwacha in tax liabilities were filed but remained unpaid to the Zambia Revenue Authority. Additionally, 10.9 million kwacha in transit taxes were at risk due to poor monitoring of goods exiting the country. Further, the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources has 1.3 billion kwacha in outstanding ground rent, some dating back over a decade, while a further 177.9 million kwacha in revenue arrears remained uncollected. The report also reveals that the Ministry of Finance lost $3.6 million due to its failure to adhere to contractual agreements, a matter that has since been reported to the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, for remedial action. To address the issues raised, Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwambwa has called for a robust revenue collection system backed by strong oversight and timely tracking. This is according to a statement issued by Office of the Auditor General, Head of Public Relations, Ellen Chikale. Independent candidate George Wenya has successfully filed his nomination papers for the Chawama parliamentary by-election, pledging to continue development projects left incomplete by former Area Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu. Speaking shortly after submitting his papers, Mr. Mwenya has described Tasila Lungu's loss of the seat as unfortunate and said his priority would be to complete her unfinished projects, including roadworks, school renovations, recreational facilities, and other community initiatives. Mr. Mwenya, who arrived first at the nomination center at around 9 hours, was accompanied by supporters and members of the movement who gathered outside the venue in a show of solidarity.
The future for Chawama looks bright. We are going to be possible to ensure that Chawama is transformed and that the development is delivered in Chawama constituency. But looking at the period of time remaining before Parliament is dissolved, there is nothing much we can do, but we are going to ensure that we finish working on the project started by Honorable Tasila Lungu. We know that she had the vision for Chawama, but it's quite unfortunate that a seat was taken away just like this, but we want to ensure that we finish working on the project that we started.
Meanwhile, Alfred Ndiweni of the Exodus Party for Peace and Prosperity has also filed his nomination papers, officially joining the race for the Chawama parliamentary seat, scheduled for January 15, 2026. Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba has reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring that delayed pension payments become a thing of the past. Speaking during the National Stakeholder Engagement on Proposed Pension Reforms, Ms. Tambatamba has urged participants to carefully review the draft bills to ensure transparency, inclusivity, and the protection of workers' dignity after retirement. Stakeholders are examining the draft bills for the Public Service Pensions Fund and the local authorities' superannuation fund.
These are real issues that affect the lives of our people, our workers. That is why the new Dawn government, working with public social security schemes, is implementing pension reforms designed